I want you to tell me about the time when the insurance man came here and we weren't at home, but the dog was here.
Mm-hmm. I sure tell you about it. You remember that? You was a little girl. And that dog just tore his butt up. He had to go to the doctor.
Where did he bite him?
In the butt. Right there, back there on his paw, you know. He just tore a hunk out of him.
Where was Bell anyway?
Bell was laying in my kitchen door. And he come up to the front door and knock. And nobody didn't answer. And he just gonna make somebody be here anyhow. And he come on around to the kitchen door. When he got around to the kitchen door, that's when Bill grabbed him. He wouldn't bother you long you was at the front. But don't come around at that back door. He know that's why he get his feed at. He tell you out. You see, Bill know that the back door, that's why he get his feed at. And he come around there. Bill thought he finna go in the back door. And when he got near the door, Bill jumped up and hollered, and he made a whir. When he made a whir, then old Bill, he bit him. Soon as he whirled, he bit him right in the back on his rare part. That's tore out a big hump.
Whatever happened to that man? You know.
Well, he left town, but he had to go to the doctor. And he come back out here and the next day, wanted to find out for me. The health department did. Hey, Bill had his shot, his rabies shot. I told her, yeah, I'd give him his shot. And she told me what, you know, what Bill had did to him. Told her Bill had never bothered nobody as long as they come up to the front door. When he knocked to the front, he didn't have no business going to my back door. So when he got to the back door, Bill raised up. And when he raised up, he said, Adam, he see that great big old dog, he made his whir. When he whirled around and tried to make it back to his car, he said, Bill just jumped up there and just grabbed him right in the back. It just brought out a big hunk off his pole. Richard meat, no.
It's not funny, but it's funny the way you tell it.
Well, that's what happened.
I remember something else, too. Maybe I should. But up here on the corner, I remember we used, well, I didn't do much of it, but I saw people who put a pole in the ground, and they would take the peanuts and shake them, and then they would put them on the pole.
Well what you're talking about, that's what you call stacking peanuts. But peanut stacks. You put a pole in the ground, like a long line of poles. Then you get you some bowls. You get you two bowls, what you call slats. To hold the peanuts up, and you tack, nail them around that pole. And then when you pull out the peanuts, you had to shake them with your hand. Shake all the dirt out. Then walk to that pole.